Welcome back to the Baron Files podcast. How have you been, mate?
Good, thanks.
Good?
Yes, really good.
Again,
good couple of weeks. Yeah, strong couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've missed a week.
I think, and a bit, seven eighths.
Yeah. But like, we're not getting any more consistent, but we're not getting any less consistent.
We're consistently poor.
Yes.
At keeping it one time a week.
Fair call.
Yeah, we're nailing it. Yes. Nah, life's busy, mate, but we're having fun when we do it.
There is. Look, just before we do get into how we've been and that sort of stuff, I want to alert the listeners at home that Krent is unable to drink out of a bottle. He doesn't possess the ability to do it.
I can't believe this hasn't come up in our lives so far.
I know, because every now and then you'll hear this.
Well, I don't do that. That's a lie. I don't do that.
You hear that noise when he drinks like that. Because he sucks on the bottle.
Everyone sucks on a plastic
bottle. No, you don't suck on a plastic bottle.
We just spoke about this. So if you just hold it there.
No, you have loose lips. Like, it's pretty simple to drink out of a bottle. All right. You've never seen Matthew Imms, Scala Cruiser,
yep,
with tight lips. He doesn't suck on the glass bottle, does he?
No.
No, he tips it down his throat. And that's what you're supposed to do with bottles.
Yeah, but
I'll give you an example.
For those of you watching. Tough. Thanks for showing me how to tip a fucking bottle. Mm. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, one, it goes everywhere if you do that. I find it hard to control. The flow just fucking ends everywhere. And number two, I've got really sensitive teeth. So if I suck the water past and straight down my throat, it doesn't get me teeth.
It does get your teeth. So now he's trying to tell... This is the argument he came up with before.
Look, if you do that...
Your teeth are still getting wet.
No, I was doing it your fucking
You're trying to tell me that your teeth stay dry.
I wouldn't say they stay dry, but they don't get soaked. They don't get bathed
in
the water.
And they do.
I've got sensitive teeth.
They do.
I've got sensitive to real cold and real hot.
Yeah. No, it's not good enough, mate. You need to practice on your drinking out of a bottle.
Okay, I'll go to... Is there a TAFE course I can enroll in? Or?
Not hard. Like it was... Yeah, we all did... We've all done a 20-year apprenticeship of being a child. Or an 18-year apprenticeship of being a child.
Much like yourself, I failed most of the fucking subjects. No,
so. I got through mine quite well.
Well?
Published author, professor.
Correct.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sold out the book as well.
Social media whiz.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Celebrity?
No.
Well, do you want to touch on the celebrity from the weekend?
I did. I went down to Red Hot Summer in Launceston, and I reckon I had more photos than anyone else. Yeah, than Jimmy Barnes. I reckon I had more photos taken of me than Jimmy Barnes. I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed the night, but I would have liked to have spent a bit more time with my wife, who I was there with, wife and friends.
Oh, this is the first I've ever heard you say this. Usually you'd say, fuck, I can't wait to go home.
I did go there with my wife, the wife and a certain group of friends, and I would have loved to have spent more time with them. However.
You're busy with the peeps.
I was out the back meeting great new people. There was no arseholes among them, so I'm happy about that. They were all great new people, and it was lovely to meet them. And I enjoyed that too. Like, I do enjoy it.
That's good.
If you do see me in the flesh, come and say good day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it would have actually been nice to be able to go to the toilet at one stage.
I would have just started pissing, saying, look, I'm happy to shake your hand, kiss your baby, but I'm going to have a piss here.
I believe you saw a Snapchat of me
having
doing such a thing.
I was like, what's he sending me there? Oh, there's the Baron, having a piss. And I thought, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Not. Very interesting, but very good. Bit of fan mail now.
Oh, do we? Oh, hang on. What a fan, what a mighty big fan. What a fan, what a mighty big fan.
Now, have you ever heard the phenomenon of the random South fan, South City Rabbitohs?
No.
Well, it's just funny, sporting events everywhere, there's always just a random
Is this
bloke.
Sport?
No.
Right.
Random bloke pops up wearing a South City Rabbitohs Guernsey.
Right. You so do see a lot of Collingwood ones worldwide too.
Yeah, a bit of a phenomenon. Mm. Phenomena, or whatever you want to fucking go with. But anyway, I just noticed in fan mail, the bloke that sent the message in, his profile picture is wearing the South City Rabbitohs shirt, and in the photo he sent of having a photo with you Saturday night, he's wearing the same shirt. So he might be one of them blokes that goes to like the fucking local county cricket in England and wears his Rabbitohs shirt.
Yeah, that's nice. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, this is from Rabs Morgan French.
Yes, remember the guy from Saturday night.
You do?
Yeah.
But first name basis. He says, absolutely sensational meeting you on Saturday, mate. I stress, you ever want to do a show in Smithton or go for a fish or hunt or show the kids a dairy farm, my home is your home. Love seeing great men doing great things.
Wonderful.
Have a beauty legend.
Appreciate that.
What a pump up.
That come through the Baron Files podcast,
yeah,
isn't it?
The fan page, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So I'm a bit nervous about your ego here after the last couple of minutes. It's just going to explode.
I had to extend the hole on the hat.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Really. Growing at a rate of knots. But yeah, that was fan mail.
Oh, yeah. Oh well, that's getting quiet then, isn't it?
No, there was heaps more. We just picked the best one. Still getting dozens. Thousands coming fucking mauling through. But
very strong.
Mm. Anyway, I just wanted to highlight of my week. It was my son's birthday last weekend.
Mm.
It was my son's birthday on the Saturday and my daughter's on the Sunday. So it was a very big weekend.
Yeah.
Pretty solid. Anyway, I got him. He's been wanting a motorbike for that long. And we're not really motorbike people. I don't really know how to fucking ride one.
Yes.
But anyway, so I convinced Renee I'll get him a little electric balance bike. I thought if he goes
with that,
if he really commits to it and loves that, then maybe we'll look at a motorbike down track. Anyway, so we got it out. He got up next morning. I was that pumped to give it to him. Like, yeah. It was one of the ones you're really excited about.
Isn't it funny? Like, it's the same with Christmas for us. Like, I'm more excited about giving the kids the presents. When it's
something cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, fucking. Anyway, he sort of looked at it and went, oh, yeah. And didn't take much in. And then he sort of looked at it for a minute, didn't do a lot. And then he spent probably the next half hour playing with his footy cards that are worth like $4 a pack. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
This is going well.
I know what you mean, though. But, like, Alfie loves footy cards too. And that's something that's so small that he just loves it so much.
I love most kids, but not if I never got an electric balance bike though.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, I convinced him. He wasn't real keen to go try. I said, we'll go to the school and give it a go. Anyway, it went for a while. He was pretty happy with it. But got off for a minute, went to get back on. As he's getting on, just hits the throttle.
Oh, no.
And he goes to take off. He's fucking hits. So he hits the deck. And I was like, oh, shit. I was hoping this wouldn't happen day one. I knew it was going to happen. Hits the deck. He gets up screaming. And all he said for the next 2 minutes was, it's too electric.
It's too electric.
What do you mean? He said, it's too electric for me. I said, well, you're trying to say it's too far. It's not that quick, but it just takes off quick.
It's got good acceleration.
Yeah.
Good acceleration. So
it's on the lower speed, but yeah, now I can't get him back on it. So that was $1,500 well spent.
So,
in a few weeks' time, if anyone's looking for an electric balance bike, they might be
expensive?
One of them. It was $1,500.
Oh, wow.
Mm. But they...
How much is a motorbike?
Oh, fucked if I know. Didn't ask.
Probably less.
You probably should have.
Probably a considerable amount less.
I doubt it. I fucking doubt it. But anyway, I'm just going to have a quick sip of my drink.
Yeah, it's going to be loud. See? What are you doing?
Because it's how people fucking drink.
It's not how people drink, mate.
It's how society drinks.
It's not.
Yeah, so, speaking of shit like that, my Spanish friend that's here, I've mentioned on the pod before.
Yeah.
His partner
has the ability to drink through out of a plastic bottle.
Apparently, burping is like extremely rude in Spain. Like, it's just you do not do it. Like, I know it's deemed rude here as well. But like, I was at my house for a few beers the other Sunday, and I burped. I was watching the footy, and his missus looked at me. She's like, she started laughing, and I was like, oh, right. And then he's like, Spain. And he said that he's like, you'd get kicked out of a restaurant in Spain if you burp.
Really?
Like, it is just, you just don't do it. Like, it is just considered that sacrilege. Anyway, so we got him pissed on Saturday night, real pissed.
Mm.
And he just let rip. He was just, he's one of the best burpers I've ever seen.
And it's
and this talent has just been unharnessed.
It's just been covered by a blanket.
And he just let a few rippers go. I was like, Joe, that's fucking incredible. Yeah. That is loud.
See, I don't possess the skills.
No, you don't.
That's a skill that I do not progress.
That's right. Yeah.
That's not the possess. No, it hasn't progressed either.
The skill hasn't progressed.
Yeah, but yeah. I do not possess.
Real that. Fucking wordsmith,
eh? Yes.
English languages again.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
C-bomb!
No, I was mentioning your book.
But the book sold out.
Oh, for fuck's
sake.
Oh, wow. Anyway, I've got a little story, a little tale to tell you, and it begins with me being wifed.
Oh, you've been wifed.
She's back.
Okay, let's, which one is it?
Nailed it.
You did a job, thought you'd done right, but in she comes, and now you've been wifed. Hey, yeah. Now you've been wifed.
Well done, Nath.
Thanks. I do it live every time.
It's a very small guitar playing on the table. Wow. We were having my favourite chicken tandoori on Friday. Cook it on the barbecue. So you just marinate it.
Do you cook it to her standard or do you sneaky?
One I just cook properly for me and the other one I start cooking Wednesday for her and it's ready Friday night. So with the Weber on, you know how you always turn the Weber back off full tonk? She has done the full tonk.
I never turn it back.
What?
I turn it on and I'll probably dial it back about, I'll say a mil. Beach style.
I'll go a fair bit back.
No.
But no, she has it full tonk for 2 days. Yeah, right. So it's just, charcoal. Anyway, yeah, cooked on the barbie's my favourite. And she, I said like mid-morning about it. I was at work and she's like, yep, I just got it out of the freezer. Mid-morning. Yep, no worries. So I got home about 6 and I went to sort of marinate it, get it ready, and it's still frozen. I thought, this is quite
mid-morning. That's odd. a long time on the bench.
And it's chicken thigh, like not the big thick breast. So I thought, this is quite odd. And so I inquired with her. She goes, yeah, I had to go out for a while, so I put it back in the fridge. I said, why?
You don't have to watch it.
That's what I fucking thought. And she goes, well, I wasn't going to be here for a while, so I couldn't leave it out, could I?
Well,
and
yes.
I sort of thought to myself, I nearly said, yeah, I seen on 60 Minutes the other day that if you leave chicken defrosting in your house by itself, it fucking explodes. Yeah. And the house got burnt down. And I was just fucking flabbergasted.
Or it gets up and walks out. And you can't eat it for dinner.
And you can't have it. I thought, how the fuck is that relevant? The fact you had to go out. I was like, oh my God, I can't handle this. So that was me. Yeah, that was my wife. I was just
wowee.
So we had to wait a lot fucking longer for it to
defrost. Yeah, tea was at 9:30 that night.
Saturday. We had it for fucking breakfast. Yeah. Saturday. Tandoori chicken for Saturday breakfast. Yeah, fuck it, hell. It just blows me away. But of course, I love my wife dearly, but we're just two very different people.
Yes. Oh, as am I. My wife and I as well. Mm. We are completely different. And that's the sort of thing that would happen to me. Although Meg's not afraid of leaving food on the table.
Oh, like really?
To defrost. She's happy to allow that to happen.
Actually, I was going to add to that with two very different people. I'm always right and wrong. She's always right. Yeah. That's the difference. Yeah. But she doesn't lift from the files anymore, so who cares?
No.
Moving right along, Nathan. What pets did you have growing up in your house?
We didn't have a great deal of pets, although we had for most of the years while I was younger, but prior to being 18, we had a dog.
Yeah, righto. Any wild animals?
It wasn't wild. We found a budgie outside the house once.
Yep.
So not wild, but had
I'm glad you told this story. We found a budgie outside the house. We went to the shop once, me and Mum. Yeah. Got an ice cream.
Well, how many budgies did you find outside the house, mate, when you were growing up?
It's not a memory. None, I'd probably preserve.
Did you? Right. No, but we kept him and we named him. The guy was the guy that actually found it, who was staying at our house at the time. His name was Alex. We called the bird Ali.
Right.
Lasted quite a while, actually. Yeah, so,
a couple of days.
Big part of my life, actually.
I shouldn't have laughed. I'm sorry.
No, not really.
Anyway, a bloke in Buffalo, the States, we're going stateside again, was keeping an 11-foot alligator called Albert in his house, illegally in his home. He was allowing the pet to swim in the pool he had in the backyard with his friends when they'd come over.
What?
And his owner has vowed to fight for his pet's return to its home. He had had him since the 1990s, but he'd been seized by authorities in New York lately.
Hang on. Let's just go back a step there. How long? 11 foot?
11 foot long, 340 kilos, 3.4
meters. So it could quite easily fit us in it.
Yeah, comfortably.
Within
its capacity.
Could fit us in there.
Yep.
And he was swimming around with humans.
Swimming around. Where they found there was a swimming pool there for the 30-year-old gator. According to the State Department of Environmental Conservation, the homeowner allowed people, including children, to get in the water with the reptile, which had blindness in both eyes and spinal complications.
Jeez.
That's fucked up, isn't it?
That is no good.
Why would you want to keep an alligator as a pet?
Why would you want to swim with an alligator at some random guy's house in a pool in his backyard? I question the ability of people to bring up their children if their children are going in swimming with an alligator.
If that's other people's kids, that's right. Yeah, but in fairness, this guy I'm tipping is pretty fucking weird. So imagine him being out the front of his house.
He's probably got some weird friends. They probably stands out there like a lemonade stand. Hey, come and have a swim with an 11-foot crocodile, $7 a go.
And you sort of think he's joking, but imagine like seeing how weird this guy was and him inviting and making you go into his house. I reckon having to swim with an alligator, I'd be like, oh, that's a fucking relief. I thought things were going to get real fucked up. Yeah. Like, that's probably the best thing that could happen.
Probably that standard guy, the same guy from that town called fucking gets free porn for having that. Yeah,
that was going to fight to the death for that sign to remain.
Same bloke.
He's just moved.
Long hair at the back. quite bald at the front.
Business at the front.
Missing a couple of front teeth.
Yeah.
Always wearing a wife beater. Standing out there going, geez, I hope he eats one of these kids.
Constantly.
That's getting very expensive to feed him.
Constantly licks his lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I reckon if I got in there with Albert, oh, he's Albert's own, I'd be like, oh, fuck yeah. I'm glad this is all that's happening.
I'm glad I've only got to swim with an alligator.
I'm physically remaining intact so far.
I'm staying outside the constraints of the house.
And this man who keeps looking at me and touching his belly button.
I'm not going to have a nickname, bad boy, Bubby.
The old, what is it? Puts the lotion on its
puts
skin.
Puts the lotion on its skin. It rubs the lotion in. Oh, the, like, whatever it is, I don't know.
I'm pretty happy with where we're at. Fuck it. I'm glad to see the alligator.
Yeah. Well. No, but I do, that's an odd thing to do. I mean, not an odd thing. I mean, it's not an odd thing to keep, okay, maybe the alligator, for instance, but there's a lot of wild animals out there being kept in homes and living quite fruitful lives, I believe. Enjoyable lives, but that's a bit of a weird one, that one.
Strange one.
For me, but to swim with it is just taking it to the next level.
Ah, that's right. Oh, I agree, yeah. Anyway, this gets start to get a bit serious.
Oh.
We're looking like possibly having a second wiped off the world clock. Have you heard about this? It's big news. Earth's changing spin is threatening to toy with our sense of time, clocks and computerised society in an unprecedented way, but only for a second. For the first time in history, world timekeepers may have to consider subtracting a second from our clocks in a few years because the planet is rotating a tad faster than it used to.
Oh, so we're getting around the sun.
Clocks may have to skip a second, called a negative leap second, around 2029, a study in the journal said on Wednesday.
But it's not per day. It's
nah, just 1 second just all one up, second. Just to fucking write things a little bit.
Does it really matter?
This is an unprecedented situation and a big deal, said study lead author Duncan Anew, a geophysicist at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at the University of California, San Diego. Unrelated, but I doubt he was the captain of the football team when he went to school.
Yeah, wouldn't have been.
I don't think he was the prom king, but anyway.
Would have been probably one of the, I'd say a mid-tier chess player.
No, I reckon he was the fucking grandmaster. Yeah. It's not a huge change in the rotation that's going to lead to some catastrophe or anything, but it is something notable. It's yet another indication we're in a very unusual time.
Wow.
That's what fucked up, isn't it?
Let's have a chat about it, though. I mean, I'm not opposed to a winter Christmas.
Do you reckon we're going to live long enough for that to
come through? Eventually we'll get around to that, won't we?
you'll never do. You'll be here forever.
But if, just on that, just on the winter Christmas, right? I mean, in Australia here, it's always a summer Christmas. It's around about the hottest time of the year.
Perfect.
Is our Christmas. But all of our Christmas cards have snow on them.
Yeah, that's true.
So is there no Australian Christmas companies cards. That...
That's a very good point.
That distribute Christmas cards. Even most Christmas decorations have snow all over them.
That's very true.
We wear Christmas hats. Santa hats. They're a winter clothing.
Yeah, that's right. I hadn't really thought about it.
Our Santa Claus should be rocking around in a red wife beater.
Yeah. I have seen that before.
Much like my father used to do. He used to wear a big pink singlet, blue footy shorts, pair of thongs and a set of sunglasses. And that's what he'd do. Hat on backwards. 40-year-old man, hat on backwards.
Like the old, what was the Saw movies? When they didn't want to splurge for the CGI, they just tried to show the bloke from 30 years earlier. So they just got him to wear a backwards hat. We've talked about this in the Saw movies, haven't we? In the Saw movie.
Not a big scary movie.
I only said this on Facebook, but I'll send it. We'll put it on the socials.
Yeah, you're right. You'll find it. It's funny. Krent, do you reckon one day you'll put something up on our socials?
I don't know how. You're the social media man. Mate, I just got to fuck. Windows 95.
You know what you're looking for. You got to find it and put it up there.
Right, I'll do it. Remind me. But my concern is, well, it's rotating a tad faster than it used to. Are we going to get to a point where it spins that quick, people just going to fucking fall off?
Well, this is what I mean.
How fast is it going to go? Like the G-Wizard? Do you reckon everywhere will just have a handrail you got to hold on to?
But isn't the idea that the Earth, this proves that the Earth's not flat too, because it's not flipping, it's spinning.
True that. Yeah.
Isn't it the fact that it spins so fast that we all stay down?
Is
it like reverse?
Not a clue.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Gravity.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
But anyway, I just want to touch as well. Let's just round up here and say that if they were going to wipe 10 minutes off the world clock and you had a 10-minute period where you could do anything you like without punishment, what's the first thing you'd do?
Straight to the bank. It's all about cash. Straight to the bank.
Rack it up.
Yep.
Yeah, fair enough too.
And then I'd stop in at the strippers. Have as much fun as I could there.
For 3 minutes. Which would be plenty of time.
I'd be into the bank and I'd be demanding extra money, I think.
Extra money.
If I get away with it and nothing.
I'd just go straight to the vault. Sure, it wouldn't be that hard to get into. If I've seen anything from movies, you just got to drill just above
drill
the
hole.
Yeah.
And then stick a paperclip in it.
Yep. Away hit that glass go. Bit. Bob's your uncle. Yeah. Take a trolley in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Beautiful.
And Rob reset the cameras so they're showing a loop.
Oh, yeah, like the old
the
Oceans.
Vault, of the vault empty.
Oceans 12.
While you're in there. Ocean's in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Can't be that hard. Just excuse me, can I plug this into your camera?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
A little bit out of my wheelhouse. Yeah, wow. Biggest gamblers. Something popped up and came across my desk about gambling losses. Some of the money that people have lost over the journey. This news that Harry Kakavas, Carvis or Harry.
Would be a good plan if you're going to read us a story. Just to figure out.
Just a glance
just,
through.
Just say the name and then go, right, I'm going to pronounce it like that.
Yeah, well, that's true. He lost almost $1 billion.
Oh, you're joking.
The biggest loss in history.
Australian, what did he bet on?
Australian real estate agent who made a fortune.
Oh, Australian.
Australian. Made a fortune selling properties on the Gold Coast. The more success he found as an agent, though, the more he lost betting at the casinos. According to Sydney Morning Herald article, casino judge ruled casino did not exploit man who spent $1.5 billion, rules High Court. It went to High Court.
Well, why? Hang on. The casino does not force you to bet.
But they... I think there's an expectation that they are alert to people who are losing profound amounts of money regularly. But then again,
is it all at the one casino?
If anyone comes into my work, I don't say, "Oh, you're buying a bit too much."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you sure you want one of them,
mate? I think
just ease off. Yeah, like so it's a bit of a tough one, isn't it? But in one gambling session that lasted 5.5 hours, Kakavas spent $164 million at the casino.
How much
lost? Sorry, $164 million.
Oh, yeah, you think that the casino might come out and say, listen, mate.
Do you reckon this is a good idea?
I tell you, I didn't realise real estate give you that much
money. I was going to say, how many properties he sold, do you reckon? So he's obviously got $164 million he lost in 5.5 hours.
Wow.
That is having a fucking go.
That's high rolling.
Having a go. Michael Jordan's another one.
He was a big gambler.
Michael Jordan was a big gambler, but as it stated in The Last Dance, he's... He responded when they said about his gambling problem. He said, I have a competition problem, a competitive problem.
Yeah.
He described gambling as a hobby. I enjoyed it. It's a hobby. He said, if I had a problem, I'd be starving. I'd be hocking this watch, my championship rings. I'd have to sell my house. My wife would have left me or she'd be starving. I don't have a problem. I enjoy gambling.
Yeah, right.
That was his take on it. And he did. So I've heard him say before, you know, if he loses 10 or 20 grand, he wasn't big noting, but he doesn't care.
It doesn't matter.
It's just an infinite small amount of money.
It matters nay.
It's like him just... Like me and you putting $10 on Keno while you had tea.
Yeah, that's right.
Like
he just
did not care.
Yeah.
There's no official number around his losses or wins, but according to a podcast he was on, he lost $5 million on craps, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, on golf bets, and even $100,000 on a game of rock, paper, scissors once. 100 grand he bet on rock, paper, scissors. However, it wouldn't be surprising if the people Jordan has managed his finances have claimed back gambling losses to minimise the impact of his hobby. Probably.
Do you reckon they can do that?
I'm not sure you can, but that's interesting. We'll have to look into that.
Mm.
And that's incredible. I'm trying to claim back. Rock, paper, scissors, 100,000. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever bet any money on a game of rock, paper, scissors.
No, that's right. Yeah, just put this into context. I was reading the other day. We might have mentioned on the pod. I can't remember if it was $240 or $340 million even last year he got from Nike purely in royalties.
Oh, he's still getting royalties?
He still gets royalties from Air Jordan. Yeah. It was a lifetime deal.
Yeah, yeah.
So he got, and he gets like 5 or 10%, so whatever they've sold in Jordan. Yeah, it was $240 or $340 million a
That's
year.
That's phenomenal,
like,
isn't
that
it?
Is mental, isn't it?
Well done.
And if you believe the movie Air, it was his mum that brokered that deal, so you'd be pretty happy with your mum's work.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Pretty bloody
I tell you, what was it? We might have actually mentioned this on the podcast. I love one of his quotes. Someone said to him, do you think your dream team would beat the current dream team and how much by? And he sort of said, oh, yeah, we'd probably win by, you know, 5 or 6 points, something like that. And they said, oh, really, just 5 or 6 points? And he said, yeah, well, most of us are 60 now. I'm not sure of how much he said, but like I just said,
No, I do love that quote. It's pretty special. Mm. And a bit closer to home, David Swartz used to play for the Demons.
He lost. How punter was he?
Shocking. Yeah, give away everything. He reckons he lost about $5 million over his life. But he said, like, he had early days, you know, he had a couple of houses, like, footy was pretty quite good to him. And a lot of his mates, he said, have got, you know, tens and multi-millions now, for had similar careers, earned similar money. He finished playing football with nothing. Actually, he was in debt.
Really?
Not a cent. He lost it all. He lost 20 grand in 20 minutes once just on pokies. Jeez. That's incredibly hard to do on pokies.
Oh, you're betting Max is there and you're not you're even waiting for him to stop spinning.
Lost a lot of friends, family, lost several houses. He bought and sold a house in a few weeks. Bought it. Oh, so no. Had to sell it, like give it away. Really bad. One afternoon he won over $500,000 on the punt. Lost it by that evening.
Jeez. So that's serious, so bad.
That is bad. Like that's when it controls your life. I go to the casino and get a bit excited, and you know you might lose $1,000, and you think, "Oh my god!" But well,
the Red Hot Sun was at the casino.
Yeah, righto.
And I went and enjoyed myself in the nightclub afterwards. If you call it a nightclub, the club that's up there at the casino. And I didn't even punt.
Yeah, right.
Usually I do go and have a little flutter. But I'm usually probably $50.
Yeah, no.
And that's it. I'll see you later. I walk out very unhappy when I haven't got it with me anymore.
I put $50 on the roll while I go for a piss to come back. That's just
oh, really? Yeah, I don't bet very
but hard. I only go there probably once a year.
I'm a terrible punter.
Me too.
Terrible.
Hopeless. No, actually, casinos are pretty good to me. I can't back horses. Hopeless.
I stay there quite a bit when I for work. If I go in there for work, I'll stay there.
Geez, I couldn't do that. I'd be losing money.
Well, that's where they put us up.
Yeah, fair enough. Mona, Nath, the museum in Hobart.
Yes, been there, fantastic food.
Mona loses bid to exclude men from its ladies' lounge exhibit after Tascat rules it's discriminatory. The Tasmanian Civil and Administrative Tribunal has found Mona discriminated when it refused a New South Wales man entry to its women's only ladies' lounge.
Why do we have women's only places?
Well, I'm not sure. Apparently it was a place to seek refuge for women and what do they say here?
Seek refuge? You're in a fucking museum.
It was something, hang on, I might not be correct. But it says Mona curator, Kersha Caccelli, who created the ladies' lounge and whose husband is Mona owner David Walsh, gave evidence during the hearing. She told the hearing the ladies' lounge was a response to historical disadvantage experienced by women in respect to entering spaces reserved for men. So they did to us, we can do it to them. Doesn't really apply.
No, it's two wrongs don't make a right. We made the change to that.
Yeah,
that's golf, right. Gentlemen only, ladies forbidden.
Yeah.
Now women are making hundreds of thousands of dollars from the game.
Millions
of games. Mm. Yeah. So
as they should.
Yeah, because it's entertaining enough,
and they are good at it.
And they get good sponsorship. Right.
They're earning
because they're good at it.
Creating, yes. That's right. I know where you're going with this. Miscicelli described the ladies' lounge as a response to the lived experience of women forbidden from entering certain spaces through history. The tribunal's deputy president has also criticised the behaviour of a group of women who attended the hearing in support of Mona for engaging in performance art, with the group using the song Simply Irresistible as a soundtrack to their entry. Yeah, they actually put on a whole performance, all wore suits and shit. But it's a tough one, but yeah, it's still discrimination.
I don't think it's a tough one at all. Yeah. It's like in this day and age, we're all allowed to go everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, as far as I know, like, with the whole, I don't want to go down the whole black and white.
No.
Road, but they wouldn't be allowed to have a blacks only area.
No, that's right.
Would they?
It shouldn't be, and we shouldn't be.
And we're not allowed to have a whites only, and nor do we want that.
No, that's right.
We can't have a men's only area. They wouldn't, apart from the bathroom.
That's right. Right. Well, whatever you identify.
Well,
as.
Apparently now there's none of that either. So, not happy with it personally.
Well, his thing was he paid the full entry price for Mona, but was not able to experience the artwork contained within the ladies' lounge.
Yeah,
because there
he paid his money
just in there. Yep. So. Yeah, I actually agree with it. I think it's fair enough.
If that area was an extra $10, I'm sure he wouldn't complain about it.
Yeah, he probably still would. He seems like the sort of guy that probably would have had a
bit of a Darren.
Darren. Is that all going with? Is it Darren?
They're Karens and Darrens, aren't they? Yeah. I believe that's what they're called.
I've got an auntie and uncle, Karen and Darren. I'll have to bring that up to him. So, do you realise you are the moniker of whinging? But they're actually nothing like that.
Yes.
But. This is another one that came up the other day. I went for a run with one of my mates. Mm-hmm. How come public toilets get locked? Is it so people don't sleep in them or destroy them?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's a few that where people have been sleeping in them, I think, and they've locked them now.
Wouldn't that be the worst thing, though?
It's a garbage job, too, running around locking toilets at the end of the night.
I think some of them are automatic, aren't they? Don't they?
Yeah.
But me and my mate went for a run the other morning, and he had to use the toilet, and we got out to Cooey. Couldn't get in. Had to go bush.
Yeah. But, well, in that situation, if you were to be caught urinating in public, as I have been, Crent,
yes.
Quite embarrassing.
Yeah.
No, it's not really. But I think you'd have an argument to say, well, the public toilet was locked.
That's locked. Yeah. And it was like 6:30 in the morning. It wasn't as if it was the
middle of the night. It's not like as if, it's not 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
But like, if you're fucking homeless, so what's the worst thing you can do? Sleep in a public toilet. Like,
you're not hurting anyone, are you?
Nah, that's right. Like, yeah. If your life's that tough, I think you should be given that fucking, yeah.
Is it that tough for what reason though, Grant? Because they gamble too much?
On that person? Oh, could be a number of things. Yeah. Let's not go down that road, no.
Yeah, let's move on.
I know you don't like getting political.
No, I don't.
It's not at all political, but that's what you're going to say. But yeah. I've got a dad joke for you, Nath.
Okay.
You've probably seen it. I know you sit right there all day scrolling through social media.
Well, I don't, but anyway.
My dad told me his password was Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Dublin. When I asked him, he said it was because he was told his password had to contain 8 characters and 1 capital. I thought you'd like that one.
I do like that one, and I have not heard that one.
Haven't you?
I think, and I thought, what's Dublin got to do with any of these? Because they're all the rest. Yeah, obviously all the
one capital. Well played, Dad. Yeah. Spot on.
Well done.
We've reached the pinnacle of the episode now.
Dear God. Oh, which one's?
Bottom right, did you know?
No, it's this one here.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap on your boots. It's time for Grant's Crappy Sports Section.
Such a good stinger.
Beautiful, isn't it? I do really appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Nice.
Nathan, thank you. I'm not sure if this one's true, but I thought it was fucking funny. Right. It was one of the ones that pop up on Twitter. Phil Mickelson was recently asked about Tiger Woods, who claimed to be giving up sex in an effort to focus on the Masters.
Right. Hasn't he got a sex addiction?
Well, Phil Mickelson responded with saying, Georgia and Florida hookers better watch out when he misses the cut then.
Oh, that is good. Bang. That is really good. Oh, he's fantastic, Mickelson.
He is sharp.
So that, sometimes those two have a good bet too.
Yeah. Oh, do they?
Yeah. Mickelson
is
has.
Is that loud?
I don't know, but it might be in this, like, it could be in this exhibition game, or it might be a game where they're about to miss the cut or something. His turn and says, $200,000 on the hole? Yeah, absolutely happens.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sort of a good side thing, isn't it? But I'm not sure if I've run this one on the pod, but the Phil Mickelson, the other tweet he wrote that time. Remember I was telling you about how he apparently had an $80 million gambling debt.
Oh, right.
And he put up something like he paid it or paid it, cleared his pay debt or whatever, and someone had a bit of a crack at him on Twitter about losing $80 million. Yeah. And he just responded with, I'm sorry, is there something you can do with $400 million that you can't do with $320? I thought that was pretty sharp. Bang.
Yeah, nice.
Just smacked him down. I thought, yeah, well, that's fair enough, too.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'd still consider him rich as
well. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Pretty special. In a little bit in your wheelhouse, Nath, I know you're not a huge fan these days, but you do keep in touch. Roman Reigns has been defeated.
Yes, he has. Yes.
WrestleMania, he lost his crown over 1,300 days as champion.
It's a long time.
Long time in wrestling. I haven't watched wrestling for a long time. No, that is, I know. A long time. Yeah.
Well, he's probably been winning since I stopped watching. No, I sort of, I was Attitude Era.
It's over 4 years.
Yeah, so The Rock, you know, like when The Rock's back in it now, that's why I've been watching it probably a bit more. Yeah. I did
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Triple H.
Triple H is still there.
Yep.
But, you know, not obviously not Rex. I don't think he's still wrestling.
I was a big Edge fan. I was a big Edge man.
Oh, you're Edge man? Yeah, right on.
Jeff Hardy.
Hardy, yes.
Similar athletic attributes, me and Jeff. Like, I sort of can jump 12 centimetres off the ground. Yeah, he can jump off fucking 40-foot ladders.
Yeah. For fun. Yeah, for he was dang. I don't know if there's any more as daring as he kicking around now. I don't know if there's any sort of high fives like he was. Pretty reckless, to be honest.
Pretty reckless. Special. Got me thinking anyway of undefeated streaks that people pull off, Nate.
Pretty
cool.
I too have a few of those.
You do, Nate?
Yes.
Yeah, you're prepared.
Well, mine were more just streaks, not necessarily undefeated.
That's that people pulled off. My first one was Joel Benyon and I got drunk every day for 5 days in a row one Christmas. We used to call it the test match. I think it went my birthday, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and then we got pissed on the next day just because we wanted to be five.
The fifth day in,
and so we could call it the test match.
The old liver would have been sore. I mean, at this day and age, when we're this old, it would be definitely.
Oh, mate, I got pretty crook. And you know my body doesn't handle things like that very well. I was not good. Yeah, no,
I can imagine.
Very ill. The next one I found came up with Heath Streak.
Oh yeah, Heath Streak. I believe you announced that he died.
Well, this is part of the streak. Heath Streak. Obviously, he's got a good streak because his surname is Streak.
Yeah.
So he's in the list. But he passed away recently. But remember, the news article was incorrect. So he owns the record of longest time being dead while actually still being alive.
Yeah.
I've got it cut at 7 hours. Yeah. So well done, Heath. Unfortunately pass away after that. But
oh, he has actually died now.
Yeah, he did die.
I didn't know that. Yeah, so. But he was still alive.
And I'm not taking the piss out of that, of course. But yeah. Take the piss out of the news article. So, yeah, 7 hours dead while still being alive.
Still being alive.
He's probably undefeated, I'd say. And last one before you take this on, Nath, because you love the sports section. Mm. The Yeppoon Swans, AFL Queensland.
Yeppoon.
Yeppoon.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yep.
They won 128 games in a row in the senior competition, including 8 premierships. Dating back to 2015.
Well, including 8. It'd be eight years worth of games.
That's 8
it?
Premierships they won. They got beat in May 2023. They were defeated finally in a roster match.
Wow.
But from my research, looks like they did win the premiership again last year anyway. Jeez. They still won it. So
that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeppoon. What a place to be.
Yeah, exactly. Some streaks that
Oh, you got a few.
Went through and got. Now, I didn't look at any of the names, but we'll go with Julio Cesar Chavez.
Julio Cesar Chavez.
Right, okay. Yeah. 87 wins, boxing.
Yeah.
87 wins. The Mexican lightweight was a force to be reckoned with. Was it Julio?
Julio, yeah, it's Silent J. Yeah.
Okay.
Just say Julio if you want.
Yeah. Got his, definitely got his career off to a hot start with 87 wins in a row. So... was basically 87-0.
Yeah, that's incredible.
During an incredible 13-year run, won 6 world titles and recorded 71 knockouts.
Yeah, no, he was incredible.
That is
one of the greatest of all time.
That is pretty decent.
Mm.
Martina Navratilova.
Nailed it.
Thank you. 74 straight wins.
It's pretty big in tennis.
It is.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You think of tournaments, yeah. 4 or 5, 6 games, yeah.
When it comes to tennis in the mid-80s, Martina Navratilova was...
Fucked it up that time.
Navratilova was the queen of the courts. Now, I've always thought that Serena Williams was best ever. She had more than that?
Not straight, but I still think Serena is one of the best athletes of all time.
Absolutely the same, yeah. Kicked off in 1984, winning US Indoor Championships and didn't slow down from there, winning 12 more tournaments and a total of 74 matches before finally failing to Helena Suková in the semi-final of the Australian Open.
Right.
That's cool. Chris Dudley's free throw fail. So this was a fail, this one. So Chris Dudley, basketballer.
Yep.
Missed 17 of 18 free throws in a game. In one match.
Fucking hell, you're off. Was this at professional level?
Oh, I believe so.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't actually say where he was playing, but yeah.
So he's in his backyard probably.
But he 13 straight at one point he'd missed.
Wow.
That's so he must have missed 13, hit one, and then missed.
Wow. That's a bad fucking
the
day.
The following four, office. So.
Wow.
Apparently one of his attempts was the complete air ball.
Nailed it.
Cal Ripken Jr.'s consecutive starts. Orioles. So that Orioles, that's ice hockey, I believe.
No, baseball, isn't it?
Baseball, is it? So, oh, it is too. It's baseball. Think, sorry, yeah. Yes, it is. Retired in 1998, ending his consecutive start streak of 2,632 games.
Fuck, that's incredible. They do play like 130 game seasons, but still that's incredible. That's like 20 years.
20 years without missing. Gee.
That's solid.
Wayne Gretzky, who was an NHL, so that's...
the greatest.
He's
the greatest of all time.
Yes, he is. The GOAT, I believe. The
GOAT.
Wayne Gretzky, consecutive 100-point streak. So they call it a point when they get a goal.
And an assist. So if you get a goal and assist in a game, they call it you get 2 points.
Oh, right.
So an assist is a point also.
Okay, right. So not as impressive then.
Oh, it's still pretty impressive.
But he had 13 consecutive seasons. That's pretty good, actually.
That's pretty
scoring 100 points in one of the more unbreakable streaks out there.
Yeah, that'll be taking punching.
And then just bonus for a bit of fun, Lance Armstrong owns the Tour de France, but let's be honest, he was drug tested and failed. What are your thoughts on that?
He's a cheat and should be expunged from history, mate.
Oh, you can't expunge him from history. Why we? What we shouldn't expunge things from history. We can always learn something from history.
Oh, but I don't think so, he should be revered. He's a cheat.
Yeah, but you still got to have him in there. Like, you still got to have him.
Why?
In history.
Oh, yeah, but not in a positive manner. He's a cheat. I don't care if everyone else was doing it, and you still cheated.
Yeah, okay, but yeah. We're not expunging him from history.
His wins.
No, we need to know that he won this, he won that, he won he that, but he cheated. Was on drugs. Yeah, I know, but there is no reason why you would take that out of history, because then no one will ever know that he was a drug
No, well, yeah, but I'm saying in a positive light or anything like that, or he shouldn't look well on what he done. He is a cheat. He's a drug cheat.
How many did he win?
7 in a row. He won.
It was none.
Yeah, correct. I'm glad we're on the same page with this.
But, yeah.
So you think he should be still recognised as
a
winner?
No, not as a winner, but I think you can't. You said expunge him from history,
yeah.
And that is not, I don't think that should happen.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he so should still be in the history books.
So you reckon on the history books it should show
Lance Armstrong with asterisk. Yeah.
See, I still think that's glorifying what he done.
Look, if I was the guy that comes second, I wouldn't want the trophy.
I would.
It's the same as...
If I was clean, I would.
Nah, I wouldn't. Wouldn't have anything to do with it.
If I knew...
Because they should have tested... They should have figured that out beforehand.
Busted myself to the
but there would have
extent
been,
I could in I a could, natural manner.
I could almost bet you that there was times when Lance Armstrong probably drew the second guy to work harder than what he did, what he would have done. Regardless, it's the same as... It's the same as... Stretch, it's the same as the Joe Watson. Handed back his Brownlow.
Yeah.
And it went to Trent Cotchin and Sam Mitchell.
Yeah.
Neither of which deserved it.
I couldn't say they didn't deserve it. But I don't think Joe should have been stripped because he never really got proven he fucking did anything wrong.
Exactly. So that's what I mean. That's it.
But Lance
that.
Went on Oprah and admitted to the world he was a cheat.
Yeah.
Well, so that's different. Like he took something knowingly that would boost his performance. Joe was lured into something by
No, he took something knowingly that would speed up his recovery, I believe.
What's the difference? It's the same thing. Well, it's still boosting his performance, isn't it?
I wouldn't say so.
How is it not? If you're sore the next day, you don't perform like you do.
I just think he should be still there with an asterisk.
No, I fucking struck him down. Fuck him off it.
Yeah.
But the worst thing is he done a lot of good with the Live Strong thing. That was a great thing. Raised millions of dollars. Like, that was a good thing. But still, when it comes to the success, he didn't have it. He didn't have success because he cheated.
Hmm. Did he win any without it?
Not that I'm aware of, no. Hmm. But again, part of the defense was everyone was doing it. Like, yeah, but fuck, you're pretty taught pretty young, aren't you? That's not really a fucking excuse.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, absolutely. Right?
Yeah, I just don't know. But yeah, he's a cheat.
Mm. Was the guy that comes second, was he a cheat?
Possibly. Mm. Who knows how? We would never probably know how many. No. Yeah. I've always waited for the allegations to come for Usain Bolt. They always seem to come years later. I don't think he's a drug cheat. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that. But at some
they've
point,
produced some very good sprinters.
Jamaica.
Brazil. Jamaica, sorry. I do not know why I said Brazil.
On that related note, Brazil have produced a good sprinter. But he actually, he's lost one of his gold medals from one of the relays, though. One of his teammates tested.
Yeah. Oh, one of his teammates.
One of his teammates was on drugs. So, yeah, he's actually already lost the gold, but or the recognition of it.
Yeah. I just don't think, as an athlete, there's any point in going and getting a gold medal that's not in front of everyone that was there.
I know what you mean. It will piss you off.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly. Like when Melbourne Storm, with the salary cap, wrought. Them premierships were never awarded to the second. They were just vacated.
Yeah, okay.
So 7 and 9, they were just, it actually says no premier. Mm. But the Melbourne Storm had an anniversary last year, I think it was. It must have been 25 years it would have been, I'm tipping. For the Melbourne Storm. And they had on all the graphics and even on display at the function, everything, they had all the premiership trophies. Like, they were claiming they were all legit premierships.
Well, you got to think, the players... Didn't know there was a salary cap breach.
No, that's right.
They were out there playing football,
but
getting their income as normal players would.
There was questions for a long time. They like NRL that they had probably three of the best players in the world in a sport that probably didn't have a huge salary cap there.
Yeah.
Plus some other guys that were pretty bloody handy and still seemed to recruit people.
Yeah.
So but
all I'm saying is that the players themselves, they're not privy to.
No, that's right.
What Joe blows on.
No, that's right.
They know what they're on and they go out there and they play and they get paid that. You shouldn't strip the players of that because they still went there. So they still did pre-season. They still played as hard as they could. They still took the knocks. They still took the hits.
Yeah.
They still gave the hits. They still tackled people. They still did injuries.
That's right. But the only reason they had that team.
Yeah, but that is not their fault though.
No,
That should come down onto... the corporate side of things,
it did,
and that's where the punishment should.
And I don't
lie.
Think the players were punished from memory. I don't think they copped anything or fines or anything. I think it was more on the
on the club. Remember when Carlton did it?
Yeah,
they brown paper bags. They lost 5 years. Players then they knew that was happening though.
I think so. Yeah,
they lost 5 years of
that many of draft picks. Two or three.
Five years of draft picks they lost, and that has ruined that club
for a long time
till now.
Yeah,
they've only just come good now.
Mm. Did you say they've come good?
They haven't done too bad.
No, they're going all right, the Blues.
They lost on the weekend by 2 points, I
believe. And it was fucking sensational to see. I really enjoyed it.
You would hate them more than most because of your brother, I'd say.
Oh, I don't hate Carlton. Not at all. My grandfather, who was close to, he was a big Carlton supporter, so I always got a soft spot for him. But the week before, we were cheated out of a win against Carlton, so it was sort of good to see him get done last week.
How were you cheated?
Oh, just umpiring issues, Nathan. I'm not an umpire basher, as you know.
I am.
Nah, we were stiff pretty bad in a result. So, yeah. But what we do these days, like, we've got a bit sick of getting beat by 80 all the time. So, we've decided we're going to get reasonably good at football. We're just going to lead all day until the last minute.
Yeah, St Kilda enjoy doing that.
So, that's their new fucking little favourite signature
move.
That's
one of St Kilda's favourite things to do. Although, this week we sat behind like as if we weren't doing any good at all. to the point where, Krent, in the last quarter, it was 9 minutes to go. I think we were 30 points down, something like that. And the ladies in the change rooms were pulling down all the signage.
Shit, really?
Yeah, and then we kept kicking goal after goal after goal. Got with 1 point. They're like, oh, we've got to put these back up now.
Might have the cameras in here.
This is no good, camera, do you?
Yeah, no, it's not going too well. But anyway, that's sport, Nath.
That is sport.
And that's 24 done.
That's 24 in the bank.
In the bank.
All right. So I'm just holding the camera so it doesn't fall down.
Oh, you know, it looks good.
No good. Yeah. People who watch this will go, yeah, I feel sorry.
Both our subscribers will be embarrassed with this, are you?
I've done it again.
Yeah, well done.
Every time. I'll tell you what we do need to do first is, Cramp, we need to... G'day, legends. The Baron here, your host with the most. Now, let's chat about something that's been in the news lately. Solar panels. Mate, they're not just a game changer. They're a bloody ripper. They slash your electricity bill faster than you can say, righto. And guess what? Rain, hail, or shine, they're still pumping out that sweet, sweet power. Now hold on to your hats because I've got some exciting news. Safer Solar is our official new partner. This lot have been in business for over 10 years and operate across four different states, including Victoria, ACT, New South Wales, and you guessed it, Tasmania. Head over to our Insta bio, hit the referral link, and score some extra savings off your solar system. Use code BARON, that's BARON, to let the team know who referred you. Yes, so don't forget to go over and get a solar review. Find out whether it's viable for you. I believe in it. I have it on my roof from this company. I work for this company as a contractor as well. I sought this company out to sponsor us because I believe in the product so much. I know you will too when yours gets installed.
Can't wait.
We're going to get paid for this. We're going to get a kickback. If you guys do go and buy solar, we are going to get a kickback for that. But that's how the deal works.
400,000, I'm led to believe.
Certainly not that. It certainly won't cost them that much for a system.
Oh, shit.
No, I do believe in solar. It saves my family a lot of money. It'll save yours, Krent, a lot of money. And I'm 100% sure it's going to save you.
It's better
a lot of
for
money
the environment.
Well. That's questionable. the only thing you are betting against with solar is whether the sun comes up the next day. And if the sun doesn't come up the next day, we've got a lot more to worry about.
Bigger issues.
Than a 6.6 kilowatt system that's sitting on your roof. Yeah. All right. No, but go click the link and so you go to our bio, it'll go to our link tree. And in the link tree, it'll say Safer Solar. Go and fill in the form there. Tell them that we sent you. Just use the code BARON and they'll know that it's come from us. And then you can get someone will come at the house and they'll do you a review. And then we'll find out whether it's worthwhile for you. If you're spending over $300 a quarter on power, though, you'll want to go and get yourself some solar. That I will say.
We spend a lot more than that.
Yeah. You'll definitely want to go and get yourself some solar. That's it. So. All right. Well done that again, haven't I? Righto. That brings us to the end of episode 24. Don't forget to go and follow us on all our socials. The actual. No, not the actual Baron. You can go follow that if you want, but it's the Baron Files. podcast on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all the places. But most likely, most of all, go and have a watch of us on YouTube, Baron Files Podcast. Go and watch, all episodes are up.
Check it out.
Love you all.